What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, Brinny, and our special guest today. Always happy to have her. Mm-hmm. America's midday sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's the beautiful V Hale. Hey, V Hale.
Yeah.
You put up an Instagram post. You're so bothersome with your fucking ideas for posts. Vinny was particularly mad at you, especially because we all sent our pictures right away. He's like, God damn it. Because we have ignored you before, like the whole sign thing. No.
That's fine. I'll just keep making content for Instagram that our bosses want to see to create. It's fine.
Yeah, you're amazing. Please, if you could take care of all of that.
That was a dig. Sheesh.
No, it's not like I send it to you because I want you guys to have homework. I was just saying if a different person was holding a sign in different areas, it would be more fun. But I already have another idea, so you can just not hold a sign.
Let's cut this part out.
No, leave it in. I don't care. So anyway.
You had to mention that, Sarah. Jeez.
So anyway, she sends us this request for this some kind of hashtag 10-year challenge or something. So, and it was a challenge to find a picture that was 10 years old because, I don't know, I've changed phones and plus I was sitting down and I didn't want to get up. So I found a
social
picture.
Social media.
I don't have a 10-year-old social media account.
Oh.
At least I don't think I do.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Your picture on there, your 10-year picture, was the final one in the row. You didn't even... just didn't even mix it up. You put yourself last.
I think I don't like that one is... You had your old cans in that one, didn't you?
Yeah, the bigger cans.
But you looked exactly the same. Like, from 27 to 37, you're the same exact. You look amazing.
Cool, thanks, guys.
I thought Bryn also. No, something about the 27 to 37 thing. There's not a lot of change.
The only thing on him was his hair.
Oh, yeah.
You had a shaved head completely, I think, in the first one.
I guess you can't see the extra 20 pounds in the picture, but...
Nope.
Extra 20 pounds of muscle, right?
He laughs now, but...
Everyone loved the post. Great.
Yeah, it's a great post.
He's shed a few tears, I'm sure, as he gets on the scale. He goes, oh, God. What has happened to me?
I try not to cry when I get on the scale. If I think I'm going to cry, I just don't get on. If I'm feeling, like, fragile.
I stood on it this morning. It wasn't...
You're working out every day, though. You're fine. You look great.
That's why I'm judging. That's why I'm judging myself. Piece of shit scale.
I hate scales.
I'm about to go to the office on it when they take the copier or the printer out to the field and beat it with a bat on the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Office Space. Anyways.
Oh, Office. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I said The Office. I meant Office Space. Something with fucking office in it.
All right. Tampons, your thoughts.
Okay.
Oh, me?
Yeah. As soon as I said tampon, I have a story, Jeremy Renner, tampon, and you just had thoughts what do you think this is about?
I don't know why my mind went here, but I heard dude and tampon, and immediately for some reason, not that I think Jeremy Renner said this, but you know, people now like soak tampons in booze and stick it up their boop hole.
Oh,
and it
gets
you drunk right away.
Oh.
Really?
I have heard that.
Yeah. I've heard people heard that, like extreme alcoholics doing enemas because they, for whatever reason, can't get it down their throat. Like something's wrong physically with them.
Like
they do that.
They have like.
Well, I think it's more kid. Like kids are dumb, right? And they're like, I heard if you put a tampon soaked with booze up your asshole, you got really wasted. And then they all go in the bathroom
drink
together.
It? What the hell? But,
yeah, I mean, why all at once? Isn't it part of the party to just continue? You know, everyone's a little more lit by the end of the night. Not, I'm hammered and it's 7 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My pants are ruined.
What?
I wonder if an alcoholic would do an alcohol enema because they had, like, something good. Because, like, you know how you can have, like, esophageal problems?
That's right. Exactly. Or you throw up because you're having like there's an inability to drink it is what it comes down to. And that's why they would do that. But anyway,
if your liver doesn't have to process it, if it's up your bum hole.
Oh, yeah, I'm having liver problems. I better just take this up my ass.
One of the weirdest things.
Not quit drinking.
Look, this is just my own experience. I'm sure guys all through their own lives have known this forever and I'm just an idiot, but I was dating this lady and I was in my 20s at this point and she was staying over quite a bit, and when she was on her period she would set an alarm in the middle of the night and get up and change her tampon, and I used to go
Oh, a heavy flow? You might have to do that. No one wants to wake up with bloody sheets.
Well, no. She was saying that she is afraid of getting toxic shock syndrome wanted to change that thing out to make sure that that's not something she had to deal with. And I was surprised because you just don't hear the struggle. Like, girls don't bitch about that the way, you know, you'd bitch about a flat tire or whatever other thing goes wrong in your life. So I never heard that and was thinking, all the women of the world get up in the middle of the fucking night every time they're on their period?
They don't. If you change frequently. But once in a while, you do hear about someone dying from toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah.
It's not all the time, but once in a while. And I don't know what causes it or why it happens. I just know you don't want to leave your tampon in too long.
Well, that's why the organic, that's what I buy now, are so big. The organic tampons.
Oh, is so it something in the processed cotton?
If it's not organic, it's something that's actually in the tampon itself. You know, because when they first make stuff, it's like, I don't know, here's some cotton. And then it's like 10 years later, it's like, oh, by the way, you can get toxic shock syndrome. So now the organic ones.
And the fragrance and, you know, tampons and pads and stuff. So it doesn't really smell. That can affect things as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the ad? For this, okay, the ad is just some lady. She looks like your average mom, normal lady, right? She goes, I'm a doctor and I came up with this deodorant, which can be used everywhere. And then the ad, actually, she's saying you can use it on your underarms and you can use it on your woman area and you can use it. And then in the ad, she's like, the camera comes back. And it's her in a yoga class, and all the girls in the class kick their legs up in the air so their twat's hanging out. I mean, you can't see it, but you know what I mean. They're trying to make the point that, you know, there might be times when your woman area is stinky and also exposed in a way that would share the stink with the room. And I was like, what? How many of you have ever put deodorant on your twat?
I've never heard of this.
Never.
And I bet you a doctor
should be touching.
No.
Isn't that like not a.
The self-cleaning organism.
The stuff that it starts with an L, but I can't think of it. But it's a deodorant.
Is it Loom?
Loom. Loomy. I think it's Loomy.
What? The only thing I've heard of is girls. This is another struggle. If they're wearing so they don't get thigh chafing. They'll like hit their inner thighs with deodorant.
Yeah.
So if they're in a dress
My
or something like that,
like a powdery,
their legs will just slide. Yeah. But other than that, I've never heard of. That's
it can get stinky, but it doesn't have the same kind of like body odor thing that like your armpits give off.
I love the smell of a vagina.
We're all in a yoga class together, aren't we all a little stinky? Aren't we all sweating a little bit?
There it is. That's the lady.
Oh, that's, okay, and that.
Oh, she just made a barfing face at someone else's twat. That is not right. Oh, there they are.
Did you see?
Oh my God, they're in bed and their stink comes. This is wrong.
That is so disgusting.
Please stop trying to sell ladies. Please don't make us feel bad about our lady parts. For
that's not even the ad that I saw. The one I saw that she truly rolls back on her back and kicks her feet in the air, and all the women in the room do it.
Close in an exercise class.
You can be pretty close.
I've been in hot yoga numerous times, and never have I once been like, "Man, that lingering smell of vagina is just real bad today." Like, stop it.
Yeah, don't. Listen to her, please. You know, it's like when everyone went douche crazy. You know, douches are actually not good for your vagina. Your
terrible
vagina
for your vag.
Is a self-cleaning oven. You have healthy bacteria in there that you need to keep everything going the right direction and to keep yeast at bay. And it takes care of it. Keep the outside clean. Wash around your labia. Wash your vulva. Give everything a little jiggle down there.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
A little boop.
You give it a little boop.
All right.
But don't put a soapy finger in there, and do not introduce things from the outside world.
Oh, you don't
world.
Bang yourself with soap to get clean?
No, Vin, you don't. You might want to think about doing that for your boop hole. I don't know what you got going on, but don't do it to your vagina.
You just clean the outside.
Just clean the outside. The rest of it is doing its thing. And don't be, you know, like, I really, and I've said this before, but I don't know that I've said it to V-Hale. When I first went to college, my mom, as like a going away present, gave me the Height Report by Cher Height, Sherehite. That's her name, Cher Height, or probably Sherry Height. I don't know. And it's like a report on women's sexuality. And it's old. It's like from the 70s, but they did interviews with women and they were anonymous. So they were able to answer like things like, what do you think about the way your vagina smells? What do you think about all different, how do you masturbate?
Going away gift?
How do you, yeah, she just wanted me to know myself. And while it's uncomfortable to think that my mom just wanted to talk to me about it, I'm sure. But it was, I read that book and for the first time in my life, I went, I am perfectly normal. I get myself a perfectly normal, because everybody had to like, you know, people were worried about the way they smelled or they were worried about, you know, how they got themselves or, you know, what their boobs felt like or whatever. It was all about female sexuality and who they'd been with and all these things, all these questions that these women answered honestly. And it's, I want to say I heard recently that she'd done an update to it as well, but it's an absolutely great, level-headed, unembarrassed look at female sexuality and the things that we are all crazy over because we don't talk about it the way that we should. We should be encouraging, like, guys, the jack-off jokes are happening their whole lives. Like, it's just, they find the thing, it's on the outside of their body, they know just what to do with it because they soaped it up and went, oh, this is what you do with it. But for girls, it's like, no one's talking about girls masturbating, nobody is telling you that it's fine. Like, it seems like this dirty, awful thing. Like, I went to confession and said, oh, I touched my private parts.
And
had to say Hail Marys over it. Like, that's so fucked up. It's not something you should be ashamed of. And I liked the Height Report because it really...
See, they make it like a vagina stinks. Like, dudes, listen, okay? On a sweaty day or after you work out, your balls, they're a little salty. They're a little...
Balls have a very specific stink.
Like...
You don't hear guys bitching about how... Hold on. You don't hear guys bitching about how vagina smells ever. And if you do, well, dump that guy. I'm into it.
Guys make vagina stink jokes. Don't say that they don't. The fish joke comes from them. The smell my fingers joke comes from, like, guys talk about how chicks twats smell. They just
but
do.
Real men and it, wanna...
Sure, fine, right? And a polite person wouldn't do that. But boys, you know, kids, those jokes happen and they make girls even more like we don't have enough to be insecure about, right? Like girls are just super insecure. People are, humans are. And that's one of the things that you get like sort of sold this bill of goods that you've got some stink going on. You better douche or you better put some goddamn deodorant. Don't listen to those people. You're perfect just the way you are. Change your tampon a lot. You don't want to.
All right,
we got to
get to this guy's story. What did Renner do?
He went on. He went on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast.
Okay.
And he talked about how he's such a badass because he was raised by badass women, and it just comes off a little douchey in my
I grew up with
opinion.
Women. I'm a badass dude because I was raised by badass women. My mom taught me Lamaze to help birth my sister, and then my other first sister had her first child, and I was around for that. Being good with women is like understanding women. Yeah, like I taught girls how to put tampons in, right?
Yeah.
That is not, I just thought that was normal.
Right.
But apparently it's not, right? Right. Unless you're a gyno.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know any better. I was just raised around women. And then more importantly, my psychological take on, because I took psychology in college, and that was
amazing.
A big thing.
Right.
And that understanding of empowering a woman especially is an important thing to me.
Yeah.
I missed what he said about
that. I'm not sure what part of that you're asking the question about.
No question. I just thought you might like to hear it, and I felt like it really wasn't necessarily appropriate for the air. I like that he said he's taught girls how to use tampons, and that's because, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's
whose mom let you do that? Yikes. And that, you know, like a gynecologist also does not have to be involved in the teaching of how someone uses a tampon. But I just thought the whole thing was a little bit like, I'm a great man and I know how to empower women. Well, thank goodness for Jeremy Renner empowering us. Oh, thank goodness for that guy. Wow. Thanks, Jeremy.
All right.
That is pretty funny that he said, who teaches a woman to put in a tampon besides a gynecologist? Like, that is never involved.
That's not. There's actually.
You're learning how to put on a tampon.
There's actually drawings, and I'm sure boys know this, if they've ever peed in a room that has a box of tampons, they pick that up and take a look at that. And then they read the insert. That's how boys find out about toxic shock syndrome. There's little drawings in there that show you how to take two fingers and pull your folds apart and how to insert the tampon. Like, it's basically porn for kids.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, you didn't? What?
I did read about toxic
shock. I didn't know there was directions in there.
Oh, yeah.
You really didn't know that, V?
How did you?
What
did you just
use? The lips apart? I didn't realize that you do that.
I asked my
They show you positions you can sit in?
Adults around me.
Oh, didn't you see that there was paper? There's a pamphlet in every box.
Yeah, read that. Who wants the fucking tampon?
Just like with a pad.
It's not like enjoyable.
Just like with a pad. There's instructions on, like, if you have wings, there's instructions on that, on how to place it on your underwear.
Well, I got to go check my tampon box.
I can't believe you don't read while you're taking a poop anyway. I mean, I'm always looking for something to read.
Well, that's what my phone is for.
Well, you didn't have a phone when you were 13 years old.
No, and I also didn't read when I shit when I was 13 years old. That's like what your fucking dad or grandpa did.
No, that's what everyone does.
Like,
everyone
is taking a magazine, and I'm like, what are you doing in there, though?
Everyone.
And now I'm like, I fucking get it. Sometimes you just need to naturally take a shit. I've read
every soap box, every shampoo bottle. I mean, I'm looking. I would be so fucking bored in there.
Huh?
Because listen, kids, in the olden days, there were no funds, phones or funds. There was no funds.
There was no funds. We had to go to the gynecologist to learn how to put a tampon.
Shut up, Jeremy. Shut up, Jeremy Renner.
Fucking idiot. Wait, I'm so bummed because I kind of had like a little like for Jeremy Renner, even though he's not really attractive, but something for him.
No, he's got something.
Kingstown.
He's no
There's something.
But
and
he also
all I'm ever going to hear is him teaching women how to put in fucking it's cotton wads.
Yucky.
You.
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, hold on, for the record, if I could, I'm sure if he could have that back, he'd word it differently. I don't doubt that.
I don't know. He seemed really macho about it.
Who among us hasn't been caught up in a moment and said some shit that they went, I probably went a step too far there.
That is
right.
Every secret show I'm on.
Right. So I don't.
We actually had a conversation about that this morning about how you're not partnered up. And if you were, it might actually change what you say on this show.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got to let whoever knows. Like, it's not like I would sit there and, like, you know, describe their
why not? See,
tip of their cock or something. But I might be like, look, dude, you know, it's fair game here, bro. Like, there, if I'm with someone, they're lucky I'm not on a morning show. I'd be talking a lot more about stuff. I can't do that on my show. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, morning shows have, like, actual topics.
Yeah, and I'm with you. You do have to tell the people you're with that this broadcasting thing, I've kind of been in pursuit of it a while now. I'm not likely to give it up anytime soon. And if you're next to me by association, you may be a bit. There's that. But what if he's, like, the love of your life and says, I'm not down. You need to keep me out of your mouth when you're doing your show. You would probably do that. You've been waiting for someone great. If this guy's great... and he delivers everything that you like and want, and you'd be like, you know what? I did a show before you came along. I'll keep doing it the way I did it.
Maybe. I picture I'd probably be with someone who's like, oh, yeah, call me up. Put me on the show.
I would hope that you would.
I would hope that you would be. But if you did say something, because there have been times when I've heard things coming out of my mouth that I'm like, I think I might actually be in trouble for that. And
I see
if
that.
They said to you... I can't believe, you know, I'm so mad you can't talk, you know, like it could actually destroy a relationship.
Yeah, all right. I guess
you told the Bay Area you fucked me with a strap on. Why would you tell everyone that?
Well, they were talking about it and it just seemed so natural. What are you embarrassed about? So what? I fuck your ass with I peg you.
You don't want me to tell everyone how I boop you with my tongue, you silly goose. All right, fine.
Well, it's too late. You already told everybody. Yeah, I don't picture you backing down, but it would be a rub because if you finally found someone, then you'd want to protect that.
You know who's a perfect example of this situation is Scott Cuperl. Like, he was so crazy, dirty, and
now his husband gets mad at him,
whispering in the closet, like,
hey, fucked up.
How's it going?
Well, you know what I'll say in Scott's defense, and I would say it in defense of all of us, our sensibilities have changed as a society too. So while Scott used to say everything, so did I. And what I've learned, if I want to keep my job, is to keep that on the secret show. That's not for the regular air.
This is an outlet for us.
And Scott is someone who wants to be able to promote his shows on our show and doesn't want to be banned for life. So he's had to be very careful. I think that's understandable. He doesn't want no trouble. It's not his funniest, you know, that he's ever been. It was way better when he was just wild and would say whatever.
I laid in a trough in the men's room over
and they peed all
bang
over
bang
me.
Willies and with my mouth open. It's like, wow, that is.
Yeah, that's pig. Pig troughing is a thing, V. Have you heard of it?
What?
It's in gay bars. You lay in the urinal and let people piss on you.
And you love it.
Okay. There's so many layers to that. I'll just choose one because we don't have enough time. I personally don't understand the whole piss thing. Not judging.
I don't either.
To each their own. Some people are disgusted at the fact that I like to boop buttholes with my tongue. I don't understand
Put
the
your
urination.
Hand down, Clarky.
We like it, V.
Well... Yeah. It's one thing if you're in the shower and the water's going and someone's being hilarious and they pee on you. Like, I love that.
Oh, so
I
think you've been peed on.
You like sure, it. Sure, it's funny.
She loves it.
I love it because it's funny and it's not like I asked for it. It doesn't happen all the time and it might annoy me if it did.
Fucking jellyfish sting if you ever bring piss near me.
Oh, it's funny.
That's all I got.
Let it go, girl. You're getting worried about the wrong thing, boop. So, but we have found out, and I did not know this. Jim Norton came on the show, and he is a comedian. He was on, like Opie and Anthony? Is that where
a long time ago, it was the Opie and Anthony, and he didn't even have I don't even think his name was listed at, but he was part of their show. But right.
He's a touring
comic. He is extreme.
Yeah.
And I was I love him, but yeah. He's definitely like, oh my God, dude, what?
Yeah. So he was on The Secret Show, and I really did think that when people talked about golden showers and stuff, what they were talking about is some pee gets on you. The end. And Vinny, maybe you're pretty good with those quotes, right? So we're like, oh, so that isn't, don't you have to put on a plastic sheet or something?
Yeah, the point Sarah's making is we didn't understand. We thought you peed on each other, and he said, and I said, and that gets everywhere. And he goes, I don't spill. And we were like,
what?
What do you mean you don't spill? And he goes, and he points to his mouth like, I don't spill.
Like, fill her up, bub.
Piss in my mouth,
what?
And I'll drink it.
I'm
and
going
then he
to
said,
drink it.
It tastes like hot buttered popcorn. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Are you doing?
So it totally rearranged our thoughts on that. Don't barf, please. There's no barfing on The Secret Show.
That's disgusting.
But that's what it is. Like, we did not know. And I'm sure not everyone.
I didn't know that.
Does. You know, there was a person, two people this week. One Vinny worked with at a spa down in San Diego.
Yeah, La Costa Resort. Phil.
And one is a guy who's trying to tell you don't need a vaccination.
He's an anti-vaxxer.
He's an anti-vaxxer, and he says, just drink your own pee, and you'll, like, it's...
He's been doing it for 20 years.
He's been,
yeah,
right,
meanwhile...
For whatever reason. Meanwhile, he's just a pee proponent.
Yeah, he just keeps coming up with different cures. This cures that, the latest craze. This cures syphilis. He's just someone who likes to have
drink
at himself.
His own pee, right. We can say all that on this show, right?
This yeah, you can say it all.
There's no FCC on
small.
The internet.
Well, I take it all back.
No, you don't.
Does that cure us?
No. And you don't anyway. Please, own it. Drink it.
Do you mean
love
it?
So, V.
Yeah.
You're with a guy. You love him. You love him. And you two have been good together. And you've been escalating. So there's been some butt play. There's been this and that. And now he's like, look, you know what I really want to do is I want to piss in your mouth. I want to do it. That's what I need to do.
Fuck
you
off.
Down?
No.
So it's
no.
Over. You break up with him right then.
No, I can't. And
even
listen,
if you love him.
People hear me talk about enjoying to lick asshole and they have the same reaction. Like, this is one nasty ass bitch. And that is fine and fair. But that's how
oh
I
my
feel
goodness.
About pee in the mouth. And I feel like if a dude's into that, that might be only the tip of the iceberg there. Like, I don't know if I can fulfill him sexually if
I'm with
that's
you.
What he's
I don't
for.
Think I'm the girl for you.
Yeah. Because to be fair, like, if some dude was like, you're nasty, I'm not licking your asshole, I'd be like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'd completely call it off, but I feel that's part of most people's normal, some people's normal play. But, like, pissing in the mouth is a whole, it's a... It's a whole tier.
It really of is a, yeah. another echelon. Of
what if I? What if he says to you, listen, to make it more palatable, I'll pour some tequila in while I'm whizzing in your mouth. Then you got a nice
there
cocktail.
Is, I didn't even. I thought it? We were talking about peeing on. I don't even want your piss on my foot in a shower, dude.
I know. It's her reaction to me laughing if I get peed on in the shower is, I think it tells the whole story.
Yeah.
It stops. Before that happens.
And hot buttered popcorn, that's what made me gag. Like,
I know.
I can't. And pee doesn't even smell the same way to me anymore ever since then. I'm always waiting for that whiff of hot buttered popcorn.
Damn
like,
it. I have
what?
Two now. I'm probably
the
gonna
hell.
Like, you'd be like, no, no.
Not
yeah,
today.
And the thing, so listen, this is, I want to make this clear. I love Jim Norton. He's super yes. gross, but I love him. And he's super talented, but he's also... He gets that look in his eye where you know this isn't a joke to him.
No.
And so he's doing material.
No, I'm serious.
And
serious.
But he's got a look in his eye where you're like, oh, this borders on scary. Yuck. Yikes.
I miss Jim.
I do too. I love the guy, but I definitely, he's someone who, he says, he's a touring comic, and he used to say, I would wake up in a town and get a hooker. Like, I got all day. I'm waiting for my show that night. And he would just find ways to entertain himself until showtime.
Right.
And I just,
wow.
When you think about that, you think like, holy crap. Every town, every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
all over the country.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that that's what was happening, but when he tells the stories, and he did on our secret show.
It probably was.
It's, yeah. And I don't doubt that he's had to, like, figure out how to calm that down. Like, that can't go on. I mean,
no, that sounds, that's like a drinking problem or a drug problem. I mean, it's,
I think he's had that too.
For some
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think he even alluded to that he had like a sex addiction.
Well, it's gotta be. I mean,
didn't
when you
he
hear
have
the
a
stories.
Girlfriend, like kind of a youngish girlfriend, and he liked it when she'd be like, your cock's so small.
At the time,
like,
yeah.
All these, yeah.
He had some weird.
Like she just wanted to be peed on and, you know, made feel small. Like that was his turn on. He's a
like
pretty
emasculated.
Yeah, pretty twisted dude.
Yes.
I miss him. I miss him terribly.
Yeah, I love the guy.
All right.
Don't get me wrong.
That's going to do it for us. V, as always, amazing. You can hear V right now. Just tune over to Alice and boom, she's on. Boop, she's on just like that. If you've got a bad advice or something that you want to bring up to the group here, by all means, send it to Bryn, BRYN, at radioalice.com. And the magic words, please, Vinny?
The end.
All right.